Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for January the 24th. Today's devotion is entitled, The Origin of the 12 Tribes of Israel. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from Genesis chapter 48, verse 5. Now I am claiming as my own sons these two boys of yours, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were born here in the land of Egypt before I arrived. They will be my sons, just as Reuben and Simeon are. Jacob, who was called Israel, spoke a word of blessing over each of his 12 sons from his deathbed. Yet to Joseph he bestowed a double blessing, giving his two sons Ephraim and Manasseh equal standing to his own sons. And so when the 12 tribes of Israel moved out of Egypt 400 years later, two of the 12 tribes were called Ephraim and Manasseh. But wait, the math doesn't add up. Jacob already had 12 sons. If he adds two more, doesn't that add up to 14? How are there 12 tribes? Here's how. First, there is no Israelite tribe named Joseph because he became two tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh. And second, the tribe of Levi was no longer included in the 12 after God claimed them as his own. For God instructed Moses not to give them an inheritance in the promised land, for the Lord would be their inheritance. Levi would become the priestly tribe of Israel. Therefore, the math works as follows. 12 minus 2, Joseph and Levi, plus 2, Ephraim and Manasseh, equals 12. The last words of Jacob are explanatory and prophetic. They explain the origin of the 12 tribes of Israel, and they predict the coming of the Messiah to the tribe of Judah. Genesis is a book of beginnings. It describes the creation and the fall of humanity, and it begins the story of God's rescue through the tribe of Judah, through David, and through the Son of David, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let's pray. Dear Father, we are amazed at your plan of redemption for us. How from the beginning you set in motion your plan to redeem us back from sin and death by giving your only begotten Son, Jesus. We are in awe of you. Forgive us that we are often anxious about tomorrow, for you have all of our days from the beginning to the end in your plans. You have saved us. You will keep us. We are yours. In Jesus' name, amen.